Ravens fans could not be happier to see Dennis Pitta back in the lineup last Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. So I want to go to Twitter here, Dennis, and read some of the tweets that Ravens fans have for you, because they've been waiting a long time to see you back in action. We'll start with Lindsay Klingler, and Lindsay has a great question. She asks, which game was the hardest to watch and not play in this season?
You know, that is a good question. I think all of them were hard to watch. I think the last one against the Steelers on Thanksgiving night was particularly tough because I was so close to getting back on the field. And, you know, there was even leading up to that game, you know, some discussion of maybe, you know, getting out there to play. So it was tough to not be able to suit up, especially, you know, against a division rival like the Steelers and, you know, in a nationally televised game like that. That was a tough one to, you know, be able to have to stand on the sidelines and endure the cold without being able to be out there.
Take us into that decision-making process, because we watch it from the outside. You're a guy who several months ago is told you might not play again. Then you're coming back. Then you're rehabbing. Doctors have a role in it. Coaches have a role in it. You have to have a say in it. How do you come to the decision, the awareness of this is the game I'll play in?
Yeah, I mean, we had an idea all along since we knew, you know, once we found out that, you know, I would be able to potentially return this season, we kind of, you know, laid a plan in place of when I would return. It was, you know, anywhere from late November to early December. And so that was kind of our tentative plan moving forward, and that's kind of what I was working towards. But ultimately, you know, doctors, coaches, they left it up to me, because, you know, with an injury like this, it's pretty rare in sports. And so there isn't a clear timetable for doctors. And, you know, you have an injury like an ACL, you know, they've treated thousands of them, and they know exactly, right, you know, the timetable and what should occur and what you should feel and all that. With an injury like this, they don't really know. You know, I mean, you see this in high-speed car accidents and things like that, but, you know, those people aren't trying to get back on the field and play football again. So
sure.
There was a lot of uncertainty with just kind of the timetable of when I would be able to return. And as, you know, tremendous as the doctors were in helping me get back and in my rehab process, you know, we just kind of left it up to how I felt. And, you know, I as much as I wanted to play against the Steelers, you know, we just didn't really have the practice time to be able to test it out and really see how it felt. So we felt like, you know, getting 10 more days and coming out against the Vikings was our best option.
And how do you test it out? Because in the NFL in late November, early December, you're not hitting a lot in practice. So how do you know that, okay, it's strong enough, it's going to be able to take a linebacker putting his helmet right on my hip?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you really can't fully simulate what you're going to experience on the football field, and that's the tough part about it. But I think, you know, running full-speed routes and having to really plant off that side and testing that part of it out is really what we were kind of going off of. And, you know, I was able to make a couple catches in practice where I was jumping up and, you know, landing down on my hip, and it felt fine. And so just, you know, little things like that kind of let me know that, you know, it's pretty good and strong and certainly good enough to get back out there.
Jeff moves the conversation forward. He asks, did you feel the way you expected the day after the Vikings game?
You know, I actually felt much better than I expected. You know, even sitting here today, I had no real soreness and I feel pretty good, which, you know, I expected to be pretty sore after certainly a game like that in those conditions. And, you know, so I'm encouraged by how I feel.
Mandy, also known as Ravens Girl 893, asks, did you like playing in the snow?
You know, I think at one point during the game, I kind of turned to Joe or Tori or whoever was on the bench with me, and I said, this is kind of fun. It's like playing in the backyard, you know. And, you know, it was one of those games, especially early on, where the field conditions were so bad that, you know, it was almost like everything was kind of moving in slow motion, and you're having to, you know, just go so slow to not slip and lose your footing. And it was just kind of, you know, it was just kind of fun. And, you know, being back out there, for me, I was really enjoying it.
I was actually wondering, were you at all concerned that you're coming back on a game where there's bad footing and there's, the field's cold? And I've never gone through an injury like yours, but the first thing I thought of is coming back from an injury. Is that the ideal scenario to test it out in?
Yeah, it's not the ideal scenario, but, you know, once I knew that this was the game that I was going to come back and felt good enough to do so, you know, rain, shine, snow, nothing really mattered. I was going to play in this game, and, you know, I felt fine doing it. And I think actually the pace of the game early on, because of the field conditions, helped me a little bit. It was a little bit slower, and I was able to kind of, you know, get my feet wet a little bit In the first couple quarters.
And one tweet from Harry Michael John, I think a lot of Ravens fans feel this way, says, no questions, just glad to see you back.
Well, thank you. It's glad to be back.
And when we come back, we'll take a look at the schedule ahead as this now turns back to the road for the Ravens. We'll get Dennis's thoughts on what will be that deciding factor to get the Ravens in the win column in Detroit as we continue on Ravens 1-on-1.